Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and tonight, how are you guys doing? I am just coming on here to talk because it's almost 11 o'clock at night, and I just want to express myself, and this is what my platform is for. So, random, you guys, like, sometimes, like, what is life? Like, sometimes I could be going through things and I could, like, stop and I'll be like, what is going on in my life? Like, what is happening right now? Like, I feel like I'm in a whirlwind and it's just like everything is happening at one time. And sometimes I believe we just don't give ourselves enough grace. Like, we don't give ourselves enough grace because life can be lifing and we're just like harder on ourselves. It's like life is already like kicking us, I mean, in the booty. And we're just like, you know what? Let me kick myself again. And you know what? Let me kick myself 3-4 more times. And I think this is just such a raw conversation because sometimes we just censor so many things that we say to other people, or we don't want to be too vulnerable. But that's not life, you guys. Life is like the raw moments that you have and you're like, what the hell? Like, what the hell is school? Like, what the hell am I doing with my life? Like, what the hell happened in my childhood? Why the hell am I going through these things? Like, this is real life conversations. These are real life situations. And I'm laughing because just a minute ago, I was just thinking, I was just like, I'm so hard on myself. For what? Like, why? If I'm doing the best that I can, why am I still being so mean to myself? And of course, the only thing I can think of is just like my childhood, of course. I'll just keep going back to that. And I'm just like, what if it's time to let that go? What if it's time to just allow myself to let go, be aware of what happened, but start creating new neural pathways in reframing my thoughts about myself and about life. You guys, life is going to continue to life until the day we go to the next dimension. And some things are going to be hard as hell. Like, if I were to sit on here and tell you guys what I have been through in my life, you probably wouldn't even believe me. But I'm here to say, like, you guys, smile about something, laugh about something, cackle. I mean cackle. I'm not saying like a little hee hee. I'm saying a cackle, the type of cackling, the laughing that you can barely breathe. That's the type of laughing that I'm talking about, until your stomach hurts. And tonight was the first night I laughed on my own by myself in a while. And I was just like, damn, girl, where has your humor been? Like, since you've been doing this adult thing, girl, like, this is what I was telling myself, like, since you've been doing this adult thing, girl, it's like you lost your humor. Like, where has it gone? So I'm asking you, like, where has it gone? Like, where has your humor gone? When is the last time you laughed? When is the last time you saw a negative situation and actually took the positive things that came out of it? When is the last time you allowed yourself to just laugh out loud and you didn't give a damn? And all of these borders and parameters and lines that we box ourselves into, when is the last time you let go? When is the last time you followed your heart? When is the last time you told your crush, hey, I like you? This goes for men and women. What is happening to us? Like, has social media just warped us into this crazy, like, I don't know, this just dimension where everybody is just a... sometimes just a hard ass, and like we're just so just hard on ourselves. We're hard on other people. And I was also talking to one of my friends about this the other day. It's like, even in social settings, just how everyone is going towards, you know, and no shade to none of it. It's just like everybody is meeting each other on social media. And I know this happened because of the pandemic, but people are even scared to approach other people in person because of the insecurity factor. Like, what happened to approaching each other in person? What happened to like conversations? Like, what happened to like interpersonal connections? Like, what happened? Is it social media? Is it us? What are we doing? Why are we not connecting with people? Why are we not seeing the lighter side of life? Why is everything such, it has to be with all these rules and stuff? When can we set ourselves free? You guys, I know I got on here just to ramble, but I know that there is some, sometimes things don't need to mean anything. And I'm starting to learn that too. Sometimes things don't need to mean anything. Sometimes it's just for you to experience it. So whatever you get from this conversation that I'm having with you right now, because we are definitely conversing, I'm telling you, I want you to go and laugh. Go and find the lighter aspects of situations. Humor. Find it. Love on your loved ones. Tell your crush that, damn, you fine as hell, you hot as hell, what's up? Tell your girlfriend, tell your boyfriend that you love them and what's up. Do a prank, do a joke, like bring laughter into spaces. Open up, show your heart, show your love. At the end of the day, we really don't have anything to lose, you guys. We have gone through so much in our lives. What do we have to lose? And I know rejection, I can be like, oh, it's easier said than done. But honestly, if somebody rejects you, okay, next. If your crush doesn't like you back, that's okay. Just admire them. They're beautiful. They're hot. They're sexy. If they don't like you back, that does not make you not hot. You're just not their type and that's okay. Sometimes I think we take a lot of things personally and it's really not that personal. It's not personal at all. Allow people to be who they are. Allow yourself to be who you are. And find the lighter side of things. I'm learning, because trust me, it would be the pot calling the kettle black if I just said, yeah, I do that all the time. No, I'm learning right now. That's why I'm telling you. I'm conversing with you right now. So you guys laugh. I don't care if you get off this phone and you go find a funny video. Go laugh. Go give your person a hug. Hug yourself. Love yourself. Look at yourself. Do things that make you feel hot, that make you feel sexy, that make you feel confident. Do things that make you smile. When is the last time you did that? Maybe it's time. Thank you guys for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, and let's upgrade your reality.